It's your boy Bucky. Here again with you. This time we will be exploring the history and life of baseball, part one. So, if you guys don't remember, in the last podcast I made, we discussed basically what we're going to talk about on this channel. We also discussed that I wouldn't only talk about sports, so if you guys don't like sports, we will discuss other things too. But I mainly like sports, so that's probably what I'm talking about the most. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's not going to be my last one for sure. So if you guys like it, watch some of my other episodes too. And let's continue on. So guys, what I'm going to be talking about in this episode is the history and life of baseball part one. Baseball has been around for many years. Many people like it. It's been around for such a long time. It is one of the most popular sports all around the world. People love it, some people don't. That's the way that things go. Lots of people don't like basketball, lots of people don't like football. Lots of people like baseball, lots of people don't. It's just so if you guys like it, enjoy this episode. I hope that you guys will once again like to hear what I say and maybe even learn from it. So let's get right to it and start talking about the good stuff. So let's start talking. Baseball is known to be started by the British as soon as 1744. The first game of basketball, that's what it was called in Surrey, took place in 1749. Basketball was pretty different from baseball. And in the 1830s, baseball was being played all around the world, or all around North America, not all around the world, but North America started it in 1830s, and its popularity kept growing. The first ever recorded game was on June 19th, 1846. The New York Nine defeated the New York City Knickerbockers by a big score of 23-1. We hardly ever see that anymore. That's a random score. And it was in four innings. That's even more random. This was the starting point for the world of baseball. In the 19th century, baseball was one of the most popular, if not the most popular, sports in the world. In the early 19th century, rules began being placed to the advantage of hitters and hitters only. Many things became banned to pitchers, such as spitballs and just things that would help pitchers keep batters from hitting the ball and hitting it farther, because spitballs would make the ball be less hit hard. And after that became banned, hitters became hitting home runs and hitting the ball a lot farther. And the rise of Babe Ruth changed the game forever. We all probably know him. He was the power hitter of the century, and he's still known today for being one of the best hitters in the world. During World War II, baseball teams began having to shut down because of player shortage. We all know that World War II was very devastating. So many of our men went to the war. But during this time, Philip K. Wrigley, also known, you guys know, Wrigley Field, it's the Cubs stadium, was named after Philip K. Wrigley, the Chicago Cubs owner, and he made an All-American Girls Professional Baseball League to keep people's eye on the sport. So guys, this is the end of part one. We will talk about part two in my next episode, and just in conclusion, baseball is one of the most popular sports in the world, no matter what people say. I will be talking more about things that happened in baseball in part two of this episode. It should not be much longer until I get you guys a part two, but you guys should be, this episode's going to be really fun to listen to. So, goodbye guys. Sincerely, Bucky.